Prisoner manhunt moves to another small town
to search for these two suspects still on the run.
A Massachusetts man's personal fight.
He was reportedly killed last week battling ISIS.
American teenagers.
They're getting the message about drinking.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the latest lead shifted police attention in the manhunt for two escaped killers to Katyville, New York. CBS's Anna Werner is just on the outskirts of the small town, just east of the prison where the breakout took place.
Police have not said specifically why they have blocked off roads in this area, but you can assume that something must have tipped them to their possible presence in this particular location. You know, what they're searching is a heavily wooded area. There are homes here, and residents were told to lock themselves inside their homes for safety reasons.
And there's more attention being paid to neighboring Vermont, too. The governor says information suggests the inmates thought the state would be cooler in terms of law enforcement. Ray Allen is a county sheriff in the state.
We've been working secondary roads, major crossings, just keeping an eye out for suspicious vehicles and people.
One of the escapees, Richard Matt, killed and dismembered his boss. Accomplice Lee Bates, who testified against Matt and has now disguised his voice, says he's a dangerous man.
He can manipulate people easily. He wanted it bad enough, and I'm sure he thought about it and planned it and used everything to his ability to execute this.
The CBS News has learned prison employee Joyce Mitchell was allegedly supposed to pick up the men after they broke out, but instead sought treatment for a panic attack. A Massachusetts man who startled his friends when he revealed he was going to Syria to fight ISIS is believed to be the first American to die fighting against the terror group. CBS's Margaret Brennan says Keith Broomfield was inspired to go overseas by something he saw on television.
The 36-year-old traveled to Syria months ago to join Kurdish fighters who are battling ISIS. He was reportedly killed last week near the town of Kobani, which is along the Turkey-Syria border. He was from Bolton, Massachusetts, where Broomfield worked for his family business, and friends say he did not have any military background.
The New York Times reports investigators believe hackers who hit the U.S. government's personnel office may have gotten the names of Chinese with ties to American officials, data that Beijing could use for blackmail or retaliation. Asia expert Gordon Chang.
Although they may not benefit from that information this week, we can be sure that at some point next month, next year, they will be able to get some very important advantages.
The Obama administration's moving ahead on a plan to regulate aircraft emissions. It's thought they contain pollutants that contribute to climate change.
It's a big deal because this industry represents the largest remaining uncontrolled source of greenhouse gas emissions from the transportation sector.
Bill Becker is head of the National Association of Clean Air Agencies. The aviation industry has cautiously welcomed the move. The attorney for the Texas cop who quit under fire this week is speaking out and offering an apology. Former McKinney officer Eric Casebolt was seen on video roughing up a teenage girl and pulling his gun at a pool party. Attorney Jane Bishkin says Casebolt, who'd been on two difficult calls earlier that same day.
The prior suicide calls put him in an emotional place that he would prefer not to have been in when responding to this call.
The family of the girl who was wrestled to the ground says they appreciate the apology, but say stress is not an adequate defense for what was done. Now to Colorado and the movie theater massacre trial. CBS's Lee Frank says testimony has taken the jury to a time just months before the mass shooting.
Intimate details are coming out about James Holmes and his grad school girlfriend testifying about their first date.
We went to a film festival in Denver.
What kind of film festival?
A horror film festival.
That's romantic.
District Attorney George Brockler contends the movie theater gunman was upset after his girlfriend dumped him and he was failing out of school. Holmes reportedly sent text messages saying he wanted to kill people. The girlfriend suggested he get therapy. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
2 days of debate get underway today on Capitol Hill as Congress considers President Obama's trade agenda. We're live at the White House with CBS's Pam Coulter.
Steve, after leaders of both parties worked out a deal on how to pay for a worker retraining program without taking money from Medicare, the House is poised to vote on giving President Obama the fast-track trade authority he needs to complete deals like the 12-nation Pacific Trade Agreement. The White House is optimistic, even though spokesman Josh Earnest said labor unions and others are opposed.
I would acknowledge that it is a sharp disagreement.
Opponents say the deal will hurt workers and the environment, Steve.
And the House has voted to repeal a law that requires country of origin labels on beef, poultry, and pork. The labels were considered discriminatory against Canada and Mexico. Acura has recalled two SUV models, the MDX and RLX, from 2014 and 15. The automatic emergency braking systems can malfunction, causing the vehicles to stop unexpectedly. A government report finds there's been a drop in underage drinking and binge drinking. CBS's Peter King joins us with more.
That report comes from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which says numbers are down from nearly 29% in 2002 to just under 23% in 2013. Director Fran Harding says it's all about communication.
Difficult conversations, but the skill sets of helping parents see the dangers of putting their young person at high risk to many problems.
And Harding says more teens are drinking rather than smoking or using illegal drugs. Steve?
Well, this word actor Christopher Lee has died at 93.
I am Dracula, and I welcome you to my house.
He played Dracula and made his name in horror films and had more recent roles in Lord of the Rings and Star Wars films. A big rig blew a tire on Interstate 95 near Oak Hill, Florida.
18-wheeler left the roadway and went into the trees.
Is anyone injured?
I do not know yet. I haven't stepped out of my vehicle yet.
The Highway Patrol found the tractor-trailer was carrying four sharks to an aquarium in New York City. One tank was damaged. The shark inside died. The other three were brought to SeaWorld in Orlando. In Chicago, Game 4 of hockey's Stanley Cup Final was tense and tied at a goal apiece early in the third period. Brandon Saad scored on the NBC Sports Network to give the Blackhawks a 2-1 lead over the Lightning. That would hold up. The series is now tied at two games apiece and heads back to Tampa Bay. A new report is out on multiracial Americans. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
The Pew study finds that multiracial people are proud.
They have seen two or more cultures.
Senior editor Rich Moran says their heritage
made them more understanding.
But 55% say they've been subjected to racial slurs or jokes. And 4 in 10 with a black background say they've been unfairly stopped by police. But Moran says the rapid growth in this population should be a heads up for policymakers.
Politicians are going to start listening more attentively.
Moran says multiracial people will be an important part of American life. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It seems there's a museum for just about everything nowadays. Next year, Phil Sklar and Brad Novak plan to open the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee. They've quit their jobs and have already collected 4,000 bobbleheads, sports figures, mascots, all sorts. They hope to have 10,000 by the time they open the doors. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.